Damas y caballeros out there in the podcast world, this is Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook at Freeform Network and Twitter at FFR Podcast. Send in those questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Also, visit our buddies at 1893 Coalition, consisting of Intellectual Nonsense and the Enthusiast Project. But again, for Freeform Radio, I'm one of your hosts. My name is Daniel. Right next to me today is...
Kind of hungover, Andy, this morning.
Yeah, so. You do kind of look it, man. You look a little pale today.
I had too much fun Saturday on Sweetest Day, that corporate holiday.
Yeah, happy Sweetest Day to all them ladies out there. Hope you had a great night. But yeah, we're rocking it here on the podcast today. Hope to give you some good listening gems here for all of you out there. And let's start it off by you, Andy, man. I heard you started off watching that new series that's out there, that Stranger Things.
Yeah, the My Sweetest Day Love. Gracie, we were debating to watch like a new show. We had to get going. And since we have kind of different viewing habits.
You got different tastes in TV shows?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Oh, okay.
What's kind of interesting, she likes... Well, she says she likes like comic book movies, which is kind of shocking, but she likes them.
All right.
So she says she could get into sci-fi, but yet she hasn't, when I ask her questions, she hasn't seen much of them. But I told her, well, I'm hearing good things about Stranger Things on Netflix. Like, do you want to check it out? And she's just like, well, let me read when they say
synopsis.
Like, yeah, the synopsis. I think that's not, we're not saying that right.
Synopsis.
There you go. That sounds more educated.
That sounds better.
Yeah, we're high school graduates. Everybody.
Some college.
Yeah. Okay, some college. So she read it. I'm like, I think I could get into this. And I'm like, okay, sweet. And I'm like, hopefully it's not disappointing. There's a lot of a lot of positive reviews on it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard a lot of good stuff for it. And like you said, man, it's been out for a minute already, right? For like a month or two?
A month or two. I know they already confirmed, Netflix said they're doing a second season.
Yeah, because this is one of those where Netflix dumped the whole season day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they dump it all. It's been on there. They were pushing it. And it does have a lot of good actors in it. So...
Oh, I figured there was a bunch of unknowns. I saw a bunch of kids and I didn't really recognize anyone.
It's Winona Ryder's in it.
Okay.
And Matthew Modine. So, yeah, it's pretty good. We saw the first four episodes, and they were good, man.
Let's keep it light on spoilers, because I haven't seen it yet. I actually downloaded them with the intent to watch them, but I just haven't had the chance. We've been trying to finish Sons of Anarchy for our second run-through again.
And rewatching that again?
Yeah, it's seven seasons. We're on the seventh season. We're like halfway through the seventh season. So we're almost to the end where my boy Jax gets his final write-off. So, yeah, man, we've been watching that. But, yeah, that's the next show I'm planning to watch is Stranger Things. I'll probably watch it by myself because my wife has the same similar habits as your lady. She doesn't really dig for sci-fi too much.
Yeah, she likes, like, the Marvel movies. She likes the DC movies. You know, like everything. They're hit or miss. But going back to Stranger Things is... Yes, it's. I was surprised. It's good. I mean, it's a really good show. It's a written show. Sometimes it's a little, for me, knowing how I do watch a lot of TV, it's a little predictable. But with the kids, it focuses around the kids and some other people, some of the adults, and it does the throwback theme. It's in the 80s.
Yeah.
It gives that 80s vibe. Like, sometimes I feel like they're trying a little bit too hard, what I notice. But overall, it's a good show. I recommend it. It would probably be on my... I would recommend it to people. Check it out. I mean, it's not like... It's not great. It's good. It's a good watch. I'm not saying like, oh, man, like, I got to see the next episode.
At least so far from what you've watched, because you haven't finished the whole thing, right?
No, like I said, like, we watched it, but I'm not like... Oh, we got to watch it all. Like, let's stay up till 2, 3 in the morning and watch as much as we can before we got to go to work. But, yeah, I mean, I can wait a couple of days. I don't got to watch it all in one day. I mean, but it is a good show. I would check it out. I would definitely tell other people to check it out.
So is it like Goonies? What would you compare it to? Is it X-Files, Twin Peaks?
It's more, it gets more an X-File X-Files feeling to it.
Okay.
So there's, you know, there's people, there's some paranormal stuff, there's monster stuff, and then there is some, like...
Is there, like, E.T. stuff, stuff like that?
I don't know. That's where we're at right now. We're debating what is kind of going on.
Oh, so there's, like, a mysterious figure that everybody's trying to figure out?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
All right.
Because somebody goes missing, and there's, like, a lab there, and it's all connected. It's a small town, so everything's connected. So there, you see a little bit, they're starting to dig into this lab's past. The feds are there, and it just goes from there. It has a mixture of everything. One minute you think, like, oh, man, it could be this. Then something else happens, and then you're like, okay, it's going there. So and then it's a, what kind of a thing is this? It's it something created, something from somewhere else? Is it, like, paranormal, ghostly? You don't know yet. I don't know yet. So it's all over the place. And that's where I've been talking to my girl about, like, well, what is it? And she thinks it's this, and I'm thinking it's that. So
I guess that's the good part. It's creating some conversation, creating, you know, some thought into it. Like, what's going to happen in the rest of the episodes? Because I think it's only 10 episodes, if I remember right.
I don't remember. I want to say 13, but I could be wrong. It's a really short run, though. Yeah, and they're all, like, 50 minutes long.
And, oh, cool. No, I definitely want to watch it. It's kind of right up my alley. I like them little shows. You know, I got that feeling like E.T. for some reason. I don't know why, but, you know, like little kids messing around, trying to figure out what's going on with this alien. That was the vibe that I got from the little bit of the trailer that I watched.
Yeah, it's like I said, the kids are looking for someone, and it's premised around the kids, but you see what the adults are going through.
Okay.
But the big focus is on those kids, and, like, there's three of them, and you can see them arguing. Like, I remember watching them, like, I'm having flashbacks of, like, when I was a kid, you always had the friend that, we gotta tell our parents, and there's, like, one, like, let's just do our own thing, and one, like, it's messed up, I don't want to do any of that, but he's always there hanging around, and, you know, so it's a good dynamic went through those three kids, and then, so, yeah, I mean, it's a must-watch, so check it out. I mean, I don't know how it's going to hold up, but right now what I've seen, I like it a lot.
Yeah, what was that Steven Spielberg movie that came out, like, last year? And I think it was based in the, maybe, like, 70s, where there's a group of kids. One of them's, like, a filmmaker. He's, like, trying to record a movie, and then this train derails.
Yeah, that's not Spielberg. That was J.J. Abrams.
Oh, J.J. Abrams,
that
that's
movie
right.
Has, that movie is kind of like, I would say, almost a prequel to this show.
Yeah, that's
because
the feeling I get.
It's made by J.J. Abrams' company.
Oh, so this is a J.J.
Abrams. It's a Bad Robot production.
Cool,
so,
all right.
Like, it does have that feel to it. And like I said,
do you remember the name of the movie?
Super 8?
Super 8, right? That's right.
Super 8.
Yeah.
And that had like a little bit of more of a serious Goonies. I don't know. I rewatched Goonies a while back, and I remember being a, like, more serious growing up when I was a kid, and then I rewatched them. Like, I'm gonna say it's almost kind of campy. I don't know. It's a good movie. It's a kid movie, but I remember when I rewatched it, I'm like, man, this is not like as good or like as serious as I remember as a kid.
Yeah, the Super 8 movie, I thought it was really good, man. I like the kids' dynamic, kind of acting like adults, and all the adults ignoring the bigger problem. And being oblivious to it, and then the kids are the ones that solve everything and kind of, you know, save humanity from
that. Exactly, like that one. When I watched it was like kind of like serious. It wasn't like there. I was like, it's like the Goonies for the new 70s Goonies or whatever. I'm like, nah, this is kind of serious, dude. Like, there's a lot of shit going on, and I don't know. Like you said, the adults are just like, they have their own little issues. They're acting more like kids, and the kids are more acting like adults.
Exactly.
Like you said, and yeah, it was too serious for my liking, but it was a good movie.
Oh, cool, man. Sounds good, man.
Yeah, I feel like now that you brought it up, Super 8, it is probably a prequel to this because that's the 70s and this one's based in the 80s.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it might be like a prequel. Maybe there is some connection. There's some conspiracy stuff I might see on on YouTubes or something, like they try to point it out because it's another small town. There's like another monster, and this thing is a small town, but it's based in the 80s. So there might be a connection. I don't know.
I know the super geeks out there, they're loving it, man. They think it's a new great series. So I'm excited to watch it. I don't know if my wife will kind of like it, but I'm excited for sure. So I might have to take a look into it.
You should, since you guys are rewatching shows, now you should write a book on an etiquette when you binge watch shows with your partner there. There's rules, right?
Well, I
know there's
some
rules all over the place, but I usually, when I've been watched with the person I'm with, you know, there's like some rules, but sometimes rules get broken, and I don't know if they're repairable or not, you know?
Well, I don't know what rules you're talking about.
Well, the general binge-watching rules about your woman
and
stuff.
Yeah, to me, there's unwritten stuff that I don't know if it's written down on any piece of paper. But, you know, the number
etiquette, man.
The number one is you don't watch it without the other person. I think that's number one rule.
Do you suspect Atlanta has done that in the past?
I don't think so. And if she has, I don't care. I'll rewatch the episode. I don't go like, all right, you went three episodes ahead.
You're like, now, what the hell's going on?
Now I got to skip it. No.
You're like, this is our show. What are you doing?
She either hides it very well and she doesn't say it, but we watch it from where we both left off. I don't care if you went 10 episodes ahead. And to be honest, I don't really ask a lot of questions. I don't have a lot of open dialogue about what do you think's going to happen here and what do you think that was. We don't talk that much about it.
You guys just watch it, don't even discuss it, or even after you finish the episode?
Sometimes, but I think Alana doesn't like my over analytical thought process.
Words today for us.
Yeah, I know, man. It's pretty fancy for a Mexican.
You're like, oh man, this show sucks. Let's just watch the next one, next episode. That's your analytical process.
You know, I think myself is a little out of the box thinker sometimes, and some of these shows I'm so used to playing that whodunit, you know, kind of role, right, where you're watching it and you're already thinking about every little thing. And she'll be like, "Well, who do you think did it?" And I'll be like, "Well, remember in episode two that one guy, he pushed that coffee cup on the side, and then he did this and that. I think he did that because of that." And then she'll be like, I didn't even think about that. What the hell? What even made you think about that? And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm observing the whole scene. And
years of watching TV, baby.
Yeah. I'm like watching all these little details to try to piece together the whole story. So I don't think she cares for that too much. So she doesn't ask me too many questions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like with Gracie, this is probably our first show like where we like are watching together. I mean, we watch like reality shows like Bar Rescue, but. Yeah, even that, like, she's really like, we thought, like, this is so effing predictable. Like, it's not even funny. Like, there's only a couple times where, like, oh, look at him. He's acting different, you know, because I don't know, whatever reason he likes that bar, he's sympathetic. But 9 out of 10 times he goes in there yelling and fighting with everybody. It's like the show is predictable, right? I mean, sure. That's the extent that we watched, but. With shows, like, I feel like there's a lot of rules, and when I talk to people at work, too, there's, like, some, you hear their rules, and I'm just like, well, some of it I agree, some of it I don't.
I think that's the only number one big rule. I mean, there might be other small rules, but I think that's the number one. You don't go further ahead than you did with your couple. You don't watch independently by yourself, because then, I know it's happened before, too, with other stuff. I'll mess around with Alana. And I'll be like, hey, I kind of read something about what's happening next on The Walking Dead. Whoa, what's happening? What's this? What's that? And I'll be like, oh, you got to watch. And it pisses her off that I might know something that's going to happen in the next episode. So
yeah, there's people, I've known people that when we were watching, not when we were watching, when I remember talking to this that documentary show with the killer in Wisconsin. To catch a murder. So I knew some couples were watching it, and he was venting to me how he hated his wife would go as they're watching that episode. She would start, when they would bring up something, she right away would start researching it on her phone.
Oh, okay.
And like, see, like, whoa, they're saying this, but this is what happened. And he'd be like, we're watching the damn documentary. Could you just tell me that after we finish watching this episode? And he like constantly harped how she would do that. And like, he felt like she was kind of ruining it for him. I'm like, well, just tell her. But that's how what she always does. He says when they watch like certain documentaries or something informative, right away she starts searching for it on Google and seeing like trying to compare it to what they're showing on the TV. And like, I don't know, like to me that would kind of ruin the experience. I think that's like a big no-no, dude. Like afterwards you talk about it, you do comparisons, but you're not during the actual watching the damn episode.
Yeah, well, I don't think that goes into couple watching, binge watching rules. That just goes into any kind of watching with a community of people. If you're with other people and you're watching something, you gotta shut the hell up and watch it. And then after it's over, after the movie, after the TV show, after whatever it is that you're viewing, then you can have an open dialogue about it. Like, oh my God, did you believe so-and-so was going to happen to Luke Skywalker? And then you have a dialogue about it. But you don't start discussing right. it while, you know, Darth Vader is chopping off Luke Skywalker's hand. And you go like, oh my God, did you see that? Oh man, that makes sense because of this and that scene from Yoda and this and that. No, you don't start having a dialogue about it. That's after the movie. To me, that I'll ignore anybody that's talking to me while I'm watching. It's difficult at times to zone out and just concentrate on the show, but I think people usually get the hint really quick and stop talking to me because I need to concentrate on the show. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want any noises around me distracting me.
I think they're just saying you're, man, this kid's a jerk.
Probably. Ignore me. No, probably. For sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of rules like we talk about. I just don't know the official rules. I know they're out there somewhere in the interwebs.
Well, anybody out there that's got the listing of the rules, email them to us, ffnquestions@gmail.com. We'll read them online and let everybody else know the unwritten or the written rules of binge-watching movies with a couple. But jumping on to the next thing, Andy, you mentioned that your phone is kind of like on its last leg. Is it blowing up in airports or burning down, you know, your pants or something?
No, it's just the last update we did, the iOS update. I'm like, it did it automatically. I don't know why. I usually don't. I tell it to agree to do it. But already it ate up a lot of them. I didn't have too much space in there to begin with. So it just updated it. And now I'm just like, I deleted like a bunch of apps. And I think I got less than half a gig in there. And I haven't even done like the minor updates because I don't have enough room. So I think it's time to get a new phone. I'm just debating if I should get another iPhone because my last two phones have been iPhones, in which my first iPhone, I had it for 3 years. This one is 2 years this month, so my contract's up. So,
and what kind of iPhone do you have right now?
iPhone 5S.
Okay.
When my first iPhone was an iPhone 4. But I had that phone for like 3 years, man. But that one worked like a champ. This one, it works. It hasn't slowed down like the other one. I just don't have enough room, man. It just, with the constant updates, the iOS updates, there's just no room.
Not sure.
And even when I imagine you take a picture and it's like, hey, there's not for a freaking picture. It says there's not enough room for it. For one picture, like to text, like, so I got to delete certain stuff. I got to be constantly deleting like stuff I'm not using or cleaning up all this stuff to clean it up, man. And I don't know, like, that's why the iPhones have been good to me, but I don't know if I should just change to a Samsung Galaxy or just stay with the iPhone. I don't know yet. I'm probably gonna get another iPhone, but the new Samsungs, just accept with the battery exploding on the new ones, right, or something like that.
There's a recall. The new Note 7s are exploding. Yeah. You know, they're blasting all over people's faces and stuff like that.
I read something about that. It's one of the first-ish major recalls or whatever the hell they're doing. They said it's going to cost Samsung like $2.3 billion because it's like it's going to hurt them big time, man.
I think so, and I don't think Apple could have timed it any better because they just released their iPhone 7. So I think it's a perfect time for people who are having Galaxy Note issues to jump over to the iPhone bandwagon. So, yeah, I think that's going to be great for Apple.
That's why I don't think I would get a 7. I would probably get the 6S because I'm a cheap bastard like that. Maybe I get a good deal on it. That's how I usually done it. But I don't know. The iPhone 7, I saw it. I saw the thing. It doesn't have an earplug. Okay, cool. It doesn't have the jack port. Whoa, man, I don't know. I'm scared. You know, I usually have a... everything's have a jack port, but everything's Bluetooth now, so it's not a big deal. But everything's awesome like always, so I don't know, man. You know, and it's waterproof. So did you see the commercial? The guy's storming. That he's getting ready.
He's getting ready for his bike ride.
Yeah, and I'm like, who the fuck does that, dude? Why would you even put that commercial? Like,
yeah, like I don't know anybody that would ride their bike on the rain. Even the
dog's like, man, you crazy, man? You see how it's raining? He's like, man, don't worry, bro. My iPhone's waterproof. Like, that's your whole shtick. Like, you could go bicycling in a rainstorm because
yeah, I know,
man. Not because he has to. It's because he's exercising, right?
And then in the background, there's like Hurricane Matthew's coming across
like
the shit.
Freaking flood warning. And
yeah,
all
and
this
the guy's ready to go. To ride his bike and shit.
I'm like, man, is he riding to safety? No, dude, he just wants to bicycle in the storm. Like, man, this is not a cool commercial. Like, I don't know who approved that. It is just weird.
Yeah. But no, the iPhone 7, a lot of people are not digging it too much, at least compared to the 6, just because I think other than maybe some internal minor stuff, it's not this huge. People were expecting, like, a huge redesign. A different look, exterior to the phone, but it really stayed the same,
right?
As compared to the iPhone 6. I got the iPhone 6, and to me, it's running great so far. It's my first
you
one.
You have the 6 or the 6S?
I got the 6 Plus.
The 6 Plus, okay.
Yeah, but the first, no, I'm sorry, the 6S Plus, the one with the, yeah, that's the one I have, the 6S Plus.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards getting and see what kind of happens. I still have AT&T, but I don't know. We got that family plan, so I might stick with them. But I got to see if I can haggle them down some.
No, cool, man. Phone shopping is sometimes a hassle because you're stuck in it.
I hate it, dude.
To me, you're stuck in it for a year or two. I remember when I got this Google Nexus something or right. other, and, man, that sucked. And I stuck it out for like a year and a half, and I was just like, man, this is the worst phone I've ever had. But hey, man, when you spend $200, $300, some people, yeah. $600, yeah. Man, buying the phone outright, you know, to get an unlocked phone or whatever, man, that's a big investment. And or at least for me, I try to stick it out as long
man,
as I can.
You ever wonder where your old iPhone's going, man? I still have my 4. I still have that one. And I have an iPhone 3 with a cracked screen somewhere in the house.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Should I just toss them? Or
that might be worth $5 to someone.
They won't even take. I mean, what are those phones? They gotta end up somewhere, man.
Yeah, just throw it in the garbage.
Isn't there like some special chemical they mine in Africa or some shit? They kill each other, so they put them on iPhones. Or is this the Sonys?
No,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think it was the iPhones. Yeah, there was like some blood diamond juice or something.
Like, man, this diamond's only available. This powder, we can only get it out of Africa, like 100, 200 feet underground, and. You know how rare this shit is, and every PlayStation got it. I'm like, why isn't it more valuable then? It just it makes no sense. But they were like I don't get how that shit works. But I'm just like, I'm pretty sure there's some weird stuff in these phones, and like, I'm surprised they don't take them back for you and reuse it.
Well, speaking of rare minerals in PlayStations, you're excited about the PlayStation 4 price drop?
Yeah, man, they got a super cheap mineral now. That's why there's a price drop. See, there go me being cheap again. I'm not sure if I should get the slim, or should I just get the standard one? Because the bundles now are like dirt cheap, man. They're like the Star Wars bundle with the Battlefront game. I think I found it for $260. The Call of Duty one, I seen it for $240. The Uncharted one, I seen it for $250 with all the games. And then now they're putting in like another game on the Call of Duty. I think you sent me the link.
Yeah, I sent you some link.
It was for $290 or something.
Yeah, it was like
game.
$300.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of me pulling the trigger. I don't know. I'm like the cheap bastard that I am. Is like, man, maybe I could get it for like even cheaper on Black Friday if I go wait in line or something.
Yeah, I think Black Friday, it's you're gonna get the cheapest value. So with it being so close to Black Friday,
I lose sleep, man.
I'm almost willing to hold off. Nah, most of the stuff you can order online now. Black Friday is not what they used to be.
Yeah.
Now with online shopping really booming and taking off.
I'm ready to be recorded and me pushing people in line and throwing punches for cheap PS4s.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in a long time.
I think those days are behind us. Most of the Black Friday shopping that I've done. You could do them all online.
How many
now.
Times you had to push little kids out of the way?
I don't push little kids.
Oh, push adults, I mean. No,
I'm a father, man. I respect little children.
You're like, out of the way. You never push nobody out of the way for $5 pajamas?
No. I don't need them that bad. If they want to wrestle over the last Spider-Man pajama, that hey, man, go for it, man.
I don't know, man. $5 is a good price.
I'll come go get this SpongeBob or whatever's left over, My Little Ponies.
You get them the Frozen pajama
set
or something?
Yeah, I'll be like, it's all right, mijo. You can wear these Frozen ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got Olaf right here in the corner.
Like I said, but the PS4, I've been wanting it for a while. I got to pull the trigger, man. And I think I've waited, because it's been, 3 years?
Yeah, man. If you waited any longer, you might as well just wait for PlayStation 5, man.
PlayStation 5, I know. Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to have like a 10-year lifespan. What you talking about, man?
Nah, I think those days are past. That was out of the norm for PlayStation 3 to have that 10-year life cycle that it did. And I think most of it was because of the recession. But depending on this election, we might have another recession. So don't worry.
Shit, what just happened right now, man? You're throwing in political talk into PS4?
We might have a 10-year cycle again. But yeah, a lot of it was because of the recession the last go-around. So PlayStation 3 stuck around a little longer than I thought. But usually the typical, at least for these last couple generations, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 7 years. The life cycle. So if we're 3 years in already, that means you got maybe another 2 years before there are already talks, or maybe another year. I wouldn't be surprised if next year there's already PlayStation 5 talk and Xbox 2 or whatever the hell they call the next Xbox.
You think there's going to be all streaming by then?
No, I think they're still going to stick to hardware or at least a disc base, just because GameStop, a lot of the mom and grops, brick and mortar places, those places, they need that revenue. They need hard physical items. Otherwise, who's going to push your hardware? If you cut them out, who's going to stock your PlayStation 4s? Who's going to stock all that stuff?
Right.
So
it feeds off of each other. Yeah. They both need each other.
Yeah, so it's a handshake thing. I'm not saying that one day it will not happen, but I think there will always be a physical media site.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like Walmart and all the other ones, especially GameStop. Remember at their peak, they were like dominant. They were like the developers. Like, man, it's not fair. They're costing us money. But you're right. They push it. It just goes together.
It's all shelf space.
They need each other.
Yeah, for sure.
Even with all the digital download crap, they still like, oh, here's a piece of paper if you buy the game at these stops. Remember, this is an exclusive to this. And yeah, you need dumb people pushing. You need those dumb kids pushing your product.
No, for sure. And kind of bridging over to something that I did, Andy. We just picked up the PlayStation VR headset a few days ago. And digital and physical, as far as the games, maybe 3-4 games were released physical. And then like a dozen were released digital. So, and that's just like it was something like that in ratio, like twice the amount was released digital than was physically. So, yeah, man, I think it's moving into that direction, but definitely not there quite yet. But yeah, we picked up the VR, man.
You know, how'd you like it so far?
So far, so good. I don't feel it to be gimmicky, at least not yet. I mean, it's barely like a weekend, so we're still kind of in the excitement, the buzz of playing it.
Do you see, like, gimmicky? Like, yeah, that's my initial thought. Like, do you feel like it's going to be part long-term with Sony? Like, they're really putting money into it? Or is it all the games, they develop them? Do they have third-party developers? And, like is it part of their long-term strategic plan for all this, for all their Sony gaming stuff?
I think so. I think similar to how the DualShock, the controller that you use for PlayStation, it's an evolution where before we started off with 2 buttons, evolved to 4, then 8 or 6, and then analog sticks, then rumble. It's a feature that gets added on that enhances the gaming environment. So I think VR is going to be a part of that. I think VR is going to be something that evolves the gaming and the way you're immersed into the game. So I don't think it's going to be a gimmick thing where it's only going to be, you know, here today and gone tomorrow kind of thing. I think it's definitely going to be something that's you're going to see in the future, especially not just gaming, because I think if you just think of it gaming wise, you're kind of just being narrow with what the capabilities are. I mean, there's already 360 videos of concerts. I mean, you can jump into those. I can go to the Rolling Stone concert that they filmed in 3D and go stand there, and I'm standing next to whatever Guyver or whatever the hell that guy's name is. I'm not a Rolling Stones. I don't know why I said Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. I could go stand next to that guy, and I could see him there swaying back and forth and doing his thing. And I could be there, man. I could be in the virtual concert. And then granted, you know, a lot of those are not filmed for VR. They're filmed using those 360 cameras. But they could be filmed in the future with VR intended. And then it will feel like you're physically standing there watching this concert live. So I think the capabilities are endless. Skype, if they jump on stuff like this, man, imagine Skyping in VR where we're both going to be able to put on headsets and talk physically to each other, seeing each other in the other room and, you know, communicating to somebody in a different part of the country. Just anything. Imagine
How about like with movie watching or show watching features?
I mean, right now it's kind of limited because there's not a lot of it out there.
Yeah, it's so new. Yeah.
Yeah, but there are shows that are tailored to VR. There are movies that are tailored to VR. They're just really limited. There's only like maybe like 4 or 5 that I'm aware of.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's movies. Most of them are kind of short, like half an hour movies. When we first bought it, it gives you a bunch of demos and free apps. And some of the apps were like these cinema apps where people can develop these like short movies, half an hour long or so, that are filmed exclusively for VR. And so that you need a VR headset to experience it, either the Oculus, the Rift, or PlayStation VR. So you're in the movie. You're in the movie. And you could transport to like 4 designated spaces or however many they deem. And then you can transport to these points and see the movie from that area. So
right.
So if there's something happening to the right corner and your view is maybe not the best, you could transport to that area and the movie will transfer to that viewpoint and then you'll see everything in VR from that spot. So I haven't seen too many. I just kind of booted it up just to kind of get a feel for it. It looks pretty cool. But I haven't done it enough to really give a good opinion if I think that, you know, it'll be a cool experience to maybe like the masses or if it's going to be more like a niche thing where, you know, just a group of people really get into it.
How would it work? How does it work if like you get a group of people, they're playing a game, multiplayer game, and you don't have to be all in the same room, right? There's like online capability or do you all have to be there at the same time?
As of right now, there are not multiple ways to connect headsets to one system. So it is online multiplayer, but there are multiplayer games. The Eve Valkyrie, Battlezone, and Riggs, just off the top of my head, those are the 3 big multiplayer VR headsets where over an online line, you can play with other players and you're in your VR mech or space shuttle or whatever the game is and you're battling other people. So it's just normal gameplay except it in VR, but you're playing against other players, other live players. But yeah, man.
That sounds cool. Like, yeah, I seen it. I saw that video you posted of Junior playing going crazy. I don't know he was swinging it.
Yeah, he was playing. It was the one big game that he won. It's called Job Simulator. Where you're simulating working at a job, and you have 4 jobs: either an office clerk, like a convenience store, a mechanic, or like a McDonald's guy, where you're cooking food and stuff.
Fast food.
Yeah. So those are your 4 jobs, and it's kind of over the top goofiness. It's what makes it cool is that you could do anything in the world. You can, instead of cooking a hamburger patty, you can throw the little notepad that you got for writing down the order. You can throw that in the hamburger and, you know, just whatever goofiness things that you can think of. The little clicker that tells you that the order's ready, that little ring bell thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can throw that into your hamburger and then serve it to the guy. And then you get to hear their quirky response like, oh, this isn't what I ordered. What is this? And, you know, it's just like funny, over the top. It's about acting goofy and just doing whatever you want, you know.
Junior's so, like, just eat it, man.
Yeah, he makes his own little narrative for it too. He talks to the bots because that's the other funny part. It's just interacting with the world, and even though they can't respond to you for what you say, it's just a cool experience, you know, just trying to interact with the environment because it feels like you're physically there. I know I played a demo that came with the disc. It was called Kitchen, which has since then been known to be the Resident Evil, the new game. When they first made this demo, nobody told Sony, or at least they kept it hidden, that it was going to be the demo for Resident Evil 7. So they just called it Kitchen. So the demo starts with you tied up. You're gagged and bound in a kitchen. You're sitting on a chair. And then there's somebody laying on the floor, which you don't know who it is. And then there's a camcorder propped up right in front of you. And this whole kitchen scene, it's all grungy and everything. And, man, it feels like you're inside the kitchen, especially with the audio. That's the big part.
Wow.
Because kind of like you said, like Eddie said, the visuals are not the best. Yeah. They're not going to fool you to be like, oh, my God, I'm, like, in this world. Oh, shit, I feel like I'm in here. Oh,
man, I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
Man. Lawnmower, man. Yeah.
It's not going to be like that. But it does feel immersive. Not that you're there, but it feels immersive. You feel like you're on a chair. You feel like that tripod's in front of you. You feel like the counter's right next to you. You feel it because the way the VR headset fools your eyes to making you feel like you're in a 3D environment, it feels like that. But like I was saying, the big part of it is the sound, man. When you put on your headsets, you have the option to play with headsets or without. You could either use the audio from your TV or put on the headsets. But when you put on that headset, Sony has this tech being used that's a 3D sound. So as things are behind you, you'll hear like they're behind you. And if it's to the left, you know, kind of like any Dolby 5.1 kind of shit. But it is super awesome in the headset because these noises fool your brain into thinking you're there. So the kitchen
more
demo,
believable, like, yeah, you're there, and they're like, yeah, you really get immersed because it sounds like you're there. So you start like, oh man, what's going on?
Yeah, it starts fooling your brain at first. When you're first booting in, you know, you realize that you're not there, and you
right.
But slowly as you play on, I'm not saying you get stupid and you're like, oh my God, I'm in the world, but you slowly start forgetting about the stuff around you, and you just start concentrating on the game and the sound and the way the visuals fool your eye. It just feels like you're in there.
You imagine if they re-release some old games. Like, remember that? Remember you telling me about that Manhunt game? Remember you put on the guy?
Yeah.
Used to tell him, like, get him. Imagine that they like re-released that for that virtual reality, the VR system you just bought. That shit sounds kind of scary, man.
Yeah. I mean, the demo that I played, there's some scary jump scares on there that really I wasn't expecting. It was my first time playthrough, so I did jump just because it feels like you're there, man. You hear the breathing of the character sneaks up on you, and you're not expecting it. So it got my heart pumping. The controller was shaking. So everything, I was in that world. The other big one that's pretty cool is the Batman VR.
Oh, they made a Batman VR.
Yeah, they made a Batman Arkham VR.
Oh, shit.
Where you're playing and you are Batman. You put on the cowl. You put on all the gadgets. You got all the gadgets on your belt. So when you look down at your belly, you just see the gadgets sitting all around your waistband. So you see the boomerang thing. You see the grappling hook. You see, like, this X-ray to investigate stuff. You see all these gadgets on your belt. And, man, the first opening scene of it, you're standing on this deck. You're standing on the top of the rooftop, and you're on a deck. And, dude, it feels like you're at the top of the deck. When you walk, because you go walk in the environment, so when you physically walk and you take a step towards your TV, your character in the TV world, in the VR headset, moves. So you walk, and there's a banister. So I kind of, like, leaned over the banister how you would in real life. And I could see the cars, you know, going below me. And, dude, I had, like, that feeling sometimes when you're leaning over something and there's that fright of maybe that you might fall over.
Like, if I fall over, I'm done.
Yeah. I had that, like, vertigo feeling, like, oh, shit, man, I might fall over this banister. And I had to take a step back because that's how real it felt with the sounds, the visuals, the way all the 3D environment looked. I felt like I might fall over.
Dang.
So it looked really cool. A lot of cool stuff, man. I mean, most of it's kind of short. I think the Batman, I haven't finished it yet, but...
Wait, so you you bought the game, or was that a demo?
No, the Batman one, that was one of the ones that I bought. I bought that, and I bought the Job Simulator, the one Junior wanted. All the other games I have are just demos. There's like 12 demos that come with the headset. So we've played with some of those, but yeah, the Batman one, I'm like maybe half an hour into it, but I heard it's only like a two-hour game. And that's if you kind of like drag it out and do every little thing. But it's about a two-hour experience, and that's about it.
So do you get tired after, like, if you play more than a half hour? Is it, like, draining? Do your eyes hurt?
You know, to be honest, yeah, for me, it does feel kind of draining. I don't know if it's straining my eyes or maybe that I'm old. I don't know, man.
When you, are you playing, like, are you sitting down or are you standing up or what's going on? How do you play?
It depends the game that you play. Most of the demos, you can play in a sitting position, but some games tell you that it's best to be standing up. Like the Job Simulator, it suggests that you stand up just because you're working at a like a fast food mark. You can't be sitting on a chair. Right. You got to reach over and grab shit. Same thing for the Batman. The Batman, it suggests that you stand up, but you can play it sitting down. So,
okay.
Yeah, man. It was super cool, man. I'll probably have more insight as the weeks go on, just as I play it more. But I have kind of limited my play just because I don't want to overstrain my eyes. I play for like half an hour, and then I'll kind of take a break and probably won't revisit it for the rest of the day. So I've just been kind of taking it easy, baby steps. I don't want to start getting nauseous because I've heard some people getting nauseous with some of the gave movement, especially if there's like fast twitch movement. Your body, when your character's moving, your body feels like you're supposed to be moving. So I've heard it where it sounds like you're standing on like a skateboard, and as the character's moving, you kind of feel like that you're moving on a skateboard. So you feel that kind of feeling like you might fall over. So you're trying to balance yourself constantly. Mm-hmm. So it fatigues your mind, you know, because you're constantly trying to catch your balance because you feel like you might fall. So those are little things that they're going to have to fix or kind of work around with VR. And maybe that teleport thing, like I said, a lot of games are taking advantage of that where you just teleport to these spots and then you deal with the environment there. I know that's the way the Batman one is. There's a few steps you can take left and right. You could take like two steps to the left, up, right, you know, 360. You can take like two steps in any direction. But if you want to get to that banister that's in the far corner, you have to press a button and you'll teleport there. And then from there, you can take a few steps again. But it's not like you could physically run through the environment.
Yeah, right.
Anywhere you teleport, you could take, you know, a couple steps in every direction. But so maybe games will start taking that direction to kind of minimize that, you know, dizziness or, you know, people having issues.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more open world. I don't know, you were teleporting everywhere. So you just like, look, you take a couple steps. Like if you want to see a certain part of the game where you're in game, you just point to it or something and you get teleported. Yeah.
Okay. At least the Batman one is. There are games that they are releasing where you can walk around in the environment that are 360 all the way around you, but I haven't played any of those, so I don't know if my mind won't be able to deal with it and it will fatigue me. I don't know. I am old.
Yeah, you're definitely old.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's man.
Weakness, man. Just real quick, what was the price point on that?
The launch bundle, the base core model is $400.
Okay.
And then if you get it with the camera, the Move wands, two Move wands, and then you get another game, a full game, that's $500.
Does it come with the headset too? That I remember when you went demoed it a while back, or is that something different? It's an extra. The noise canceling Sony headphones.
Oh, no. You can use any, the ones I'm using right now for the podcast, they're just Amazon headphones that I bought. Those are the ones I used, and the tech that's inside the PlayStation unit mimics or it fools the headphones into thinking it's a 3D surround sound. But you can use any off-the-shelf wired headset. You cannot use wireless. You got to use wired headsets, and then there's some kind of proprietary software or something inside the system that's fooling your headset to think it's 3D audio.
Okay.
Yeah, man, really cool. Still kind of new tech, you know, still in the exciting phase. Maybe in a month we'll be like, oh, shit, man, why did I spend all that money for this?
It's going to be on Letgo or something? Or you're gonna be
I might be trying to sell that online, so I'll let everybody know where that's at. But I don't know, man. So far, so good. I'm excited. I know Junior, every 5 minutes he wants to play it, but we've been kind of limiting even his exposure to it. You know, we don't want him to overdo it, so we'll let him game for half an hour and tell him take a break, go do something else, and then he'll come back and play again. But yeah, man, so far, awesome. Really cool. Really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, sounds tech. Fun, man. I don't know. Like, I didn't really look into it too much, but I don't know. Like, it's so new right now. All that virtual stuff, the headsets and all that, I haven't really been into it too much because it's just so new. There's been talking about it for like the last 4 years and nothing really major comes out. And then Sony tried this, and I know you mentioned this on there. It was pretty awesome, but I might wait a little bit longer.
I think so. I think this is more for those people that can't wait, kind of people. But for the masses, I think maybe next gen, maybe the next VR, PlayStation VR 2 or PlayStation VR 3, it's going to be those next leaps that are going to make it more mainstream, that are going to make it more accessible to everybody out there. Because, you know, Andy, you're just a little, you know, slower and a little older than me.
Definitely, man. Definitely not true.
But yeah, man, the only other thing I had for this week is I had a chance to go off-site a little bit for some off-site work for my work.
Send you to Hawaii or something?
I wish, man. That would be super awesome. Then I'd probably take up the whole podcast just talking about all the luau's and all the other stuff that I did. But no, man, I'm a drafter for this company, and I help them engineer some stuff, you know, or some really light stuff, but mostly do a lot of drafting work. And they asked me to go to a job site to take pictures and kind of document some problems the customers were having with the equipment. So it was really the first time that I've had a chance to go to a job site in that capacity to kind of like document something, take pictures, videos, and kind of communicate to the customers and, you know, just hear them out. Right. And just it was like my first time to do that. And I know a lot of people do that for their companies or whatever, but it was the first time for me in my work capacity to do something like that. So it was just kind of exciting, man. I took off right after lunch and then headed over to the customer site. It was in Aurora, so it was a good drive for me, but we got there and did our thing. I was there with another gentleman, an inside sales engineer guy. So we were both there just kind of surveying the plants and taking pictures, talking to the customer, talking to a few of the workers. And it was just exciting, man. It was exciting to do something a little different, man. Usually I'm stuck in a little cubicle and just doing my thing, which isn't terrible either. You know, I don't mind it myself. Not too sociable. I really like to keep to myself a lot of the time. So when I sit at my cubicle and I go through my 8 hours and only one or two people come and talk to me, that's a good day. You know, you're just chilling there doing your thing. But, you know, I don't mind a little change of scene, you know, doing something a little bit different. So I definitely did enjoy it. And it was something cool to do for a change.
So we're going to be like a traveling salesman or engineer. You traveled long distance, man.
I don't think I could do that, man. I kind of talked to the guy that went with me, and he does travel quite a bit more than me. I mean, that is part of his job. He's a project engineer or something like that, where he sets up these sales for customers, lays out their plants, and lays out all the equipment, where it's going to go, where it's going to get fed, where it's going to come out, where the next process is going to start, electricity layouts, drainage layouts, and all that other good stuff. So he definitely travels a lot more. And I just from talking to him, it is a taxing job. It is something that's difficult, especially if you're a family man. You got, you know, wife, kids. It is taxing. Even though for him, he said that it's a little easier now, just because his kids are late teens. They're already like, you know, 17.
Yeah.
You know,
they're getting older.
They're getting older, so they're not in constant need of a parental figure. That's where they're kind of exploring and kind of doing things on their own more and more. So he said it's getting easier, but definitely when they were younger, when they were maybe like juniors age 7, it is difficult to not be in your house for weeks on end, you know, because you're at job sites, you go to the company headquarters, go hang out there for a week, and then you got to go to another job site, and then finally you get to go home, and it's 3 weeks later. And your wife's had to do all the house, you know, managing all by herself, not just housework, but also taking care of the kids, just making sure the grass gets cut, throwing out garbage. She has to do all the work that's needed to maintain a house, yeah. Or she has to get somebody to do it, you know. But it's definitely very taxing on a couple to do that. So I don't know if I could do that. That'd be I think a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, you make it's a little. You're putting a lot of strain on yourself individually because you're traveling. You're not at home, and two, also with your wife or your partner, and they got to handle more stuff back at the house. And so, I mean, some people can do it, some people can't. It's a good balance, man, that you got to do. You know,
no, for sure, man. And it kind of sounds like this guy didn't do a good job. Jumping into this article that we found here, it looks like this woman, an Indiana woman, stabbed.
Damn Hoosiers.
Yeah, stabbed her husband after he went out looking for one of her favorite pastries, a donut, and wasn't able to return with her favorite. He did return with a few, but it wasn't the one that she liked. So what does the chick do? She turns around. She has one of those, like, grilling forks. I don't know if she was, like, in the backyard or what she was doing. But she had a grilling fork, and she stabbed homeboy and started yelling obscenities or whatever.
I don't know, man. There are some donuts maybe I would stab or kill for. It just all depends on what donut.
Yeah, it looks like the gentleman's name was Timothy Nelson. He went early in the morning after trying to find the great pastries of donuts for his lady. But I guess he didn't find the one that she wanted. So after coming home without the correct donut, Michelle, who's 37, stabbed homeboy after a lot of discussion and yelling, I imagine. He kind of like leans against the tree outside after being stabbed, just holding his chest.
Help me.
And the police came and got him medical attention. I guess he's doing fine now. But she was charged with felony and aggressive charged with aggressive battery. So man, it's crazy, man, to believe that.
Hilarious. Like, to what point were. He didn't. Looks like he went. He got her donuts. Is not the one that she wanted, though.
Yeah, like she likes the Long John or
the Claire's or something.
Yeah, whatever. Some goofy donut that she cares for.
Powdered jelly, and she's like, "What's this crap?"
Yeah,
he's like, "Come over here, phone check, homie."
Well, I wonder if it was maybe like a different donut shop. Like she likes Dunkin' Donuts, and he went to like a. These other knockoffs, you know,
went like, to like a Mexican
donut
one?
Hut or something, or maybe, yeah, maybe he went to get like some
a panaderia.
Like, yeah,
he brought her back a concha,
some conchas and shit.
Like,
and, yeah.
What's this crap? There's no Long John, or maybe she likes like this fancy one that like it's seasonal or some bullshit. And she's like, "Where's my pumpkin spiced one?" Or
oh,
something.
That's true. Yeah, during the hot, like right now, all those pumpkin things are out.
It's not in season, baby. Like that's what I wanted, and she just like lanced, jumped on him like phone check.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to think, man. I don't think Alana's been that upset with me if I didn't bring her
for food. I mean, yeah. There's stuff to get upset about, but not for a donut, man.
Yeah,
not a donut. I mean, this donut must be amazing, man. I'm telling you right now, for she not to get it. But I'm pretty sure there was something brewing the night before. Like I was, I'm gonna go get her a donut just to make it up to her. He got stabbed or something.
You never know, man. A lot of these stories that you read, they don't tell you the backstory. They don't tell you that the night before he came hungover, or he came
something
with
like that,
you know, lipstick on his collar or something. Like something happened.
He's like, the donut's going to make it all better.
Yeah, yeah. You never know, man. It depends how they spin the article or what kind of background information they put on it. But yeah, maybe something's been brewing even for years. Maybe it's something underlying, like, you know, she, you know, I don't know, has an allergy to chocolate, and all he brought her was chocolate donuts. He's like, "Here you go, bitch, choke on that," or something. You never know, you know. It could have been something goofy
like that. It's there's something under there was something brewing already, and for her to snap, say, I promise I get you that donut in the morning, and he didn't, or didn't have the one that you wanted, or maybe he did it on purpose, you don't know. And she's just like, where the hell is my donut? And she's like, there's donuts in there. That's not what I wanted. She just said, enough. Just check them, you know?
Yeah. Well, do you care for those, like these Thanksgiving Day donuts, these pumpkin donuts? Do you like those?
Nah, man, I do have donuts. I usually have one on Friday. But I usually just get the glazed one, or okay. I get a chocolate cake donut. That's it. I don't get Long John's, Apple Fritters, or any other stuff.
What's the donut place that does that glazed donut stuff? Dunkin' Donuts, but the other one.
The one where they walked in, they're like fluffy. Krispy Kremes.
Krispy Kremes. Yeah, those suck, man.
I don't like those. You could eat those all day, man.
Those crispy donuts, to me, like, tastes too buttery. It's, like, too much, man. It's
because they're from the South, dude.
It's, like, too fattening.
Butter on everything.
Yeah. I don't really care for those too much.
They put butter on their Southern lemonade and all. They just put, the Southern people put butter on everything.
I like the old fashioned, the one that's just like it's like cake batter and that's it, you know.
Yeah, well that's the cake donut, the old fashioned from Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah. And I like those with chocolate icing or whatever.
Oh, okay. But so you want, I just get it plain without anything, just
boring, man.
Just the it's old fashioned boring. Donut. I think it's actually called old fashioned if I remember right. Well, I haven't bought one in a while.
At Dunkin' Donuts, the one you're talking about, it's called the old fashioned.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, like, when you go to, like, there's, like, the place by my house, they have, like, that bakery, and they got all that fancy stuff, like, they put cereal and bacon, and the croissant, they glaze them, and, like, they do all this goofy shit.
No, that's weird. Well, the ones with, like, bacon and stuff, have you had any of those?
When my sister, Lily, when she was around, she tried it once, and... This is not a good combination.
Yeah, I bet. We
are like, oh, how can you go wrong with chocolate and bacon, right? And that's something that doesn't belong together.
Yeah, I forgot what Alana put with bacon the other day. I think it was pancakes. I think she put bacon
on top or in the batter.
Like she crumbled up bacon and then she put it in the batter and then she made the pancakes and then it had like pieces of bacon inside.
How was it?
To be honest, it was okay. It wasn't. It's something that I'm used to, so I wasn't like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing since peanut butter and jelly, but it like, wasn't terrible either. It was like, just something that I was just like, oh, okay, I can see why people like this.
Like there's like maple donuts, right? And then like the ones with syrup, like that's why I don't like. I know people who for breakfast they like putting their syrup like on pancakes, but they don't mind getting it like on their sausages and
that's
I don't like that. It's nasty.
Yeah, I don't like all that cross contamination.
Yeah, man. I know people who love that stuff and like on their bacon, and I'm just like, that's just too much, man.
Yeah, I don't even put syrup on my pancakes. I keep the syrup on the side, and then I dip my pancakes into the syrup.
You're weird, dude.
Oh,
just
now
put
I'm
them
weird?
On another plate. Man.
I thought I was normal for a second ago. Now I'm
just,
weird.
Nah, you're like, oh, just give me a side of syrup on the side.
So if I eat a Snickers bar with a knife and a fork, I'm weird or what, man?
Yeah, you're definitely weird. Something wrong with you, man. You got issues. You need to go see a psychiatrist like this lady here with stabbing for the donut. I mean, that's why it's intriguing to me. Like, what the hell happened? There had to be some backstory. They were fighting probably like all week or something.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't look like that bad of a chick on this picture that's on here.
I know. She looks pretty rough there.
Well, I'm not saying she's the greatest. I'm just saying she doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, you can see the link on her webpage. But,
well, I got a black and white here, too, so I don't know if in color maybe she looks a little more worn down.
Well, she stabbed someone for a donut that she didn't have. So I'm telling you right now that she's nothing but problems.
Oh, and by the way, I don't eat my Snickers with a fork and a knife. I was just trying to prove a point to Andy.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's weird.
But to me, the pancake thing, man, I don't like it on it because the pancake will start soaking up the syrup, and then it's too heavy in the syrup.
Yeah, like...
And to me, I only like a light taste. I mean, plus, I'm diabetic, so I don't want all that sugar. I just want a little hint of it. So I keep it on the side and I just, you know, dip like a corner of my pancake slice into the syrup and then I eat it like that.
Well, that's the whole thing, like McGriddles.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I don't like those at all.
Those are not good, dude. It's like the pancake with the honey packets or whatever mixed with your cheese and sausage and eggs. It's not good, man.
Yeah, to me, I don't like those McGriddles. I know people love that shit, but to me... I don't think McGriddles are good at all. I think they're kind of disgusting, to be honest.
I wouldn't say they're disgusting. I've had them, but it's just overall, I mean, they're all right. And but I that's not on the top of my when I go do breakfast. If I do breakfast at McDonald's, that's not on the top of my list. I know those things sell like hotcakes. Like they're everybody. The millennials, I think, like them. They do go to McDonald's. They do like that.
Yeah, I know they're excited because McDonald's just expanded their breakfast meal, all day breakfast meal.
And I think and the
they,
McGriddles.
And they just included the McGriddles. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing that it has been successful for McDonald's because the Big Mac sucks right now.
What are you talking about, man? Thousand Island's dressing on there? Boom, man. That shit's good.
I mean, I like it, but we're old. Those kids don't like it, man.
And to be honest, now that I go to McDonald's, in the rarity that I do, but I don't get the Big Mac, man, because there's so much other shit to me. You know, maybe I have a taste for like one of those bacon chicken club sandwiches, or I'll get maybe like two, you know, maybe I'm not that hungry, so we'll get like two cheeseburger meal. And then Alana will have a cheeseburger, and I'll have another one. So, yeah, man, I haven't really eaten a Big Mac, in a long time. It's been a while.
I had one a couple weeks ago, and it's not...
It was the greatest thing ever.
No, it's not the same as when you're a kid. It's just, like, it's thin. I remember it being bigger, now it's just thin. Even the meat is, like, the meat patties were thin.
You know what they need to bring back? They need to bring back, like, maybe, like, for their, like, 50th anniversary. I don't know how many years it's been since the Big Mac came out. But bring back, like, those styrofoam containers they used to put Big Macs in. They need to bring that back for, like, a month or two.
It's not, in today's PC world, it's just...
just like a throwback, man. It doesn't have to be forever.
It's too... And that green, they'll probably be protesting or something like that. Well, I know what you're talking about.
Maybe they could spin it and be like, it's made out of recycled styrofoam or something. I don't know.
You remember they even had toys with they were a part of the styrofoam, like the Big Mac styrofoam toy or something.
Man, that was now we're dating ourselves, man. That shit was long ago for sure.
But yeah, it's just big. McDonald's is in a world of hurt. But we're going to be in a world that I'm hurting, so we're going to have to check out, guys. So we want to thank you all for listening. Remember to follow Freeform Network on Facebook and Twitter on the Freeform Network. Also, send all your questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. 1893 Coalition, Intellectual Nonsense Enthusiast Project. Check them out. And check out our webpage, freeformnetwork.podbean.com. There you can see all the links to the articles. You can see this lady that Danny says she is all right. So check it out. And don't forget, just you can see our links on the webpage to Stitcher, iTunes, Spreaker, SoundCloud, the Google one. I don't know, so many. Whatever you guys like to use, whatever app we're on there.
Yeah, definitely hit that like button.
And yeah, hit that like button. Yeah. Because I know you guys ain't doing it, so hit the fucking like button. So check us out. This is Freeform Radio. My name is Andy, not Daniel.
My name is Daniel.
I want to thank y'all,
man,
for
you're pretty bad, man.
I know, man. I'm kind of, like I said, I came in here.
You're lucky I carried the show for us, man.
You carried the show today. I was just leaning back, checking out Twitter, everybody. So. But again, check us out. You guys have a good week, and we'll check you out soon.
Dad.